Well, good morning. Welcome back to the God School. This is going to be the final message of 2014. It has been a year of chaos. And my hope here at the God School is it has been a year of encouragement. We have spent many weeks now in the book of Galatians, wherein the central theme is that the just shall live by faith, which is the central message of this whole book of God, to remind you, Psalm 118, verse 8, is the center verse of the Bible, and it says, it is better to trust in God than to put confidence in man. I want to end this day, to end this year, to begin the next year in that war-languaged verse from Paul in the fifth chapter of Galatians, the first verse, wherein he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." I bring not my message today, but God. In the 34th chapter of Jeremiah, the context wherein the message is delivered, the Babylonians are about to seize Jerusalem. And it says in the 8th verse, "This is the word that came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, after that Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people which were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty unto them." That every man should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being an Hebrew or an Hebrewess, go free. That none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew his brother. Now, I want to bring this message and edify who were the Hebrews, who were the Jews, who were the Israelites. I have to add that because of the mistaken tradition that, you know, God's people were only Jews. That's not confirmed in Scripture. What's confirmed in Scripture is God chose a people and He called their name Israel, of which only 1/12 were the Jew. However, what we're talking about here is the people whom God has chosen, whom Christ has made free. And I would that the message of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, edify you and encourage you not only today, but for the rest of the time that we have on this earth. Now, it says, when all the princes and all the people which had entered into the covenant heard that everyone should let his manservant and everyone his maidservant go free, that none should serve themselves of them anymore, then they obeyed and let them go. The 11th verse opens with a but. And when reading Scripture, when you encounter a but, pay attention. And it says, but afterward they turned and caused the servants and the handmaids whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection for servants and handmaids. Therefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondmen, saying, at the end of 7 years, let ye go every man his brother in Hebrew, which has been sold unto thee. And when he has served thee 6 years, thou shalt let him go free from thee. But your fathers, listen, hearkened not unto me, neither inclined their ears. And now, and ye were today turned and had done right in my sight in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbor, and had made a covenant before me in a house which is called by my name. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant and every man his handmaid, whom he had set at liberty at their pleasure, to return, and brought them into subjection to be unto you for servants and for handmaids. Therefore thus saith the Lord, ye have not hearkened, you haven't listened unto me in proclaiming liberty, every one to his brother and every one to his neighbor. Behold, God speaking, I proclaim a liberty for you, saith the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, and to the famine. What does Paul say in the 12th verse of the 5th chapter? To those who would again bring God's possession, bring His church into bondage again, he says, I would they were even cut off that trouble you. And the Greek really gets specific. Don't go just to circumcision. Cut the whole thing off, Paul says he would see happen to those. Same thing God says here in Jeremiah 34. If we turn to the book of Isaiah and to the 58th chapter, God speaks here of a fast. As some kind of religious ceremony. And the conversation is such that those who have been fasting and not seen their desires performed are speaking to God, and they say, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and you see us not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? God, you're not doing what I want you to do. Look, I've fasted. I've afflicted my soul. His name doesn't come to me right now, but a man once wrote a book about a fast, and he said, the purpose of a fast is not that we grab hold of God, but in the fasting that God grabs hold of us. And read the whole chapter. I don't want to go verse by verse. But in the 6th verse, God speaking, he says, Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens. Alternative translation is the bundles of yoke, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry And thou bringest the poor that are cast out to thine house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Is God saying here that our job as a church is to go out and, you know, feed all the hungry and to bring the poor that are cast out into your own house? And the naked, that you cover him? Folks, what God's talking about here, and it'll be revealed in the subsequent verses, is talking about those that hunger for God, that they may be fed the true bread. And the poor that are cast out, that is, those that have no hope, they should be given hope in God. And those that are uncovered, that they may understand that of those chosen by God, He has clothed them with His own self. As it tells us in Colossians, that we are hid in Christ Jesus. That this is the gospel. And to those that do this, it says in the 8th verse, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Did you hear what this just said? Thy righteousness shall go before thee. It says, there is a righteousness other than that is with us. It says, the righteousness, our righteousness, shall go before thee. There is that name of the Lord, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall gather thee up. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and say, and He shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. If you take away from the midst of thee the yoke,
the putting forth of the finger. Speaks volumes to me. We're not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That is, those of us whom Christ has set free. That is, those of us who are children of Abraham, the father of faith. The putting forth of the finger. Oh, I see what you did. I see what you did. Like those guys in the second chapter of Galatians who went in privately, secretly, unawares, to spy out the liberty that Titus had, being a Christian and not circumcised, not putting any confidence in some outward performance, that the liberty that they had in Christ. These guys came in pointing the finger and said, oh, he's not circumcised. Or she's not doing this. Or he's not doing that. Or look what she's doing. Or look what he's doing. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, not our words, but God's words. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, we deal out the meat of God's word. And do speak peace to the afflicted soul. Is that to say that, you know, if you're a Christian, you're never going to feel afflicted in the soul? I would testify personally and by the Word of God no, it doesn't mean that you shall never be hungry. And we're talking spiritual here, folks. We're talking to the new creature in Christ. We're talking to the new creation in Christ who feeds on God's word. And when afflicted in the soul, runs to the Word of God and the message of the gospel. Of the grace and the peace that we now have from God. If you do these things, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. The Lord shall guide thee continually. What a word of promise. I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. Jesus said, I shall be with you always. And the Lord, it says here, shall guide thee continually. Thirteenth verse, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Folks, Paul tells us in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, in the ninth verse, King James reads, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. The Greek has it, there remaineth therefore a Sabbathing. To the people of God. The Christian life is a life of Sabbathing, of rest, not doing our own ways or work, and finding pleasure, nor finding thine own pleasure in looking to ourselves and having pleasure in ourselves, but in resting on the finished work of Christ, wherein he has made us free. By grace are you saved. Through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. My prayer is that this message of liberty, of liberty in Christ, wherein He took upon Himself that which was due us, and He paid it all. This is the message of God. This is the message of the gospel. This is the word of the Lord. This is what is proclaimed at the God School. The promise of God is a promise of God. Well, stay with me for a moment, please. I can't find it at the moment. And I apologize. I certainly don't want to speak my words but a promise in the Old Testament is a gift of God, is that He will give you pastors which will give you knowledge and understanding. And Ephesians says that God gave gifts to His church. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers for the edifying, that is to bring knowledge and understanding to His people. I have freely admitted that though, like Moses, I might be slow of tongue, we always endeavor to communicate the things of God to you without the traditions of men. And if you have been taught through the God school in the things of God, Paul tells us in the sixth verse, the sixth chapter, that the response of those who have been taught in the things of God, in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free and has removed the yoke of bondage and has removed the pointing of the finger and has pointed you towards our Father who is God and towards the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done for you. The response is to jointly participate. That is, to give in material things to the one who has taught you. I bring not this message because I desire things from you. I teach this that you might grab hold and live the life of faith wherein God has promised to put His Spirit in you, and the proof of God's Spirit being in you is you and I take on part of that nature of God and make no mistake about it. God is a giver. He gave His Son. And Jesus Christ is a giver. He gave His life. Glory to God. He set us free.
Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me. Glory to God, He said. He set me free, yes, He set me free. And He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Now I am climbing higher
tied to sin and things that confound. Not all this world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working and I'm praying too. And glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, yes, He set me free. And He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, He set me free. I said, glory to God, He set me free.
An appropriate song to end this message, to end this year. We made it through 2014. Let each one of God's children, by all confidence in God, say, we made it through 2015. And that's the God School for this year.